Hello, and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Unfaithful to the One Who Holds Our Heart. Marital infidelity is as old as the Bible, but so is religious infidelity. At its core, infidelity is a breach of a covenant, trust, and love. Sin is also a breach of our covenantal relationship with God, resulting in a fracture of trust and love. In essence, sins are acts of infidelity against God. What sin are you having an affair with? All sin is alluring. If it weren't, we would never succumb to its false enticements. Sin is tantalizing. The promise of sin is a lie put forth by the father of lies. Sin promises us relief from our pains and struggles. Sin always makes the grass look greener on the other side of the fence. The reality, however, is that sin always disappoints. Sin destroys relationships. Before the first sin, Adam and Eve had a close relationship with God. After their sin, they ran away and hid. They no longer felt close to Him. A feeling of alienation and separation came upon them. Their relationship with God was fractured. At its core, sin tries to lure us away from God, who is our one true love. Christ is the bridegroom, and we, as church, are His bride. Sin is nothing less than infidelity against God. Sin causes people to forsake their true love, God, in pursuit of life's titillating pleasures. Our lifelong prodigal journey is the process of coming to our senses, seeing the errors of our ways, begging for our Lord's forgiveness, and working hard to rebuild a trusting relationship. Christianity does not promise an easy life. In fact, Christ tells us that following Him is hard. Life brings with it sorrow and pain. Sin tries to convince us that it can medicate our pains. The sinful allures of pride, ego, wealth, power, prestige, gossip, alcohol, drugs, pornography, and sexual promiscuity mislead us. They tell us that life does not have to be so hard and painful. These sins promise joy and happiness. They become our tempters and temptresses. Singer Luther Vandross sang a love song called I'd Rather. His song speaks to the issue of marital infidelity, repentance, and healing. I believe his song offers an allegory for today's message on sin. It contains these lyrics, and I quote, I'd rather have a bad time with you than a good time with someone else. I'd rather be beside you in a storm than safe and warm by myself. I'd rather have hard times together than have it easy apart. I'd rather have the one who holds my heart, end quote. Jesus is the one who holds our heart. He is the one who deserves all our love. Sure, life has its ups and downs, trials and heartaches. But we are always better at our Lord's side than chasing after the false allure of sin. The song continues with these words, and I quote, And then I met someone and thought she could replace you. We got along just fine. We wasted time because she was not you. We had a lot of fun, though we knew we were faking. Love was not impressed with our connection. They were all lies, end quote. Sin always tries to make itself seem more pleasing than the ways of God. Sin is always pulling us away from God. Sin never stops lying to us. Reminiscent of the prodigal son's change of heart, the song continues with these lyrics. And I quote, So I'm here because I found this one thing is true, that I am nothing without you. I know better now, and I've had a change of heart, end quote. The song then concludes with words of regret and a plea for forgiveness. Quote, I can't blame you if you turn away from me, like I've done you. I can only prove the things I say with time. Please be mine." End quote. After we sin, we sometimes struggle to fathom the enormity of God's love and mercy, and even after He forgives us, we struggle mightily to forgive ourselves. Today's culture tries to downplay the destructive nature of sin. Some churches rarely mention sin anymore. Things that have long been known to be sinful are now considered okay. This is a dangerous trend that jeopardizes our relationship with God. Allow me to close with some difficult questions. What illicit pleasures are pulling you away from your true love with God? What areas of sin are causing you to cheat God out of your affection? How have you rebuffed the love of your bridegroom? How are you being unfaithful to the one who holds your heart? Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, you commanded me to love my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. I have often failed to do this. I have allowed sin to lead me astray. I beg you to forgive me, Lord. Please restore our fractured relationship and help me never to stray again. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's love be with you.